Daf is Daf Ayin Aleph. So we got to the last two lines of Ayin Rebbeis. The Gemara had been discussing whether or not if a person passed away, whether the Yoresh can be Mevatel on Shabbos or not. So the Gemara is going to quote a Brisa. The Brisa is a bit tricky again, not in terms of the understanding, but just the formulation of the Brisa. The text is going to be quite tricky, but we'll try to take it slow. So the Gemara says, again, last two lines of Ayin Rebbeis, Tashma. Yisrael v'ger shruin b'megur achas. If a yid and a ger living in one area, one building, one area of the courtyard, umeis ger mi ba'od yom. If the ger dies mi ba'od yom from erev Shabbos, so now this is where one of the lines actually a little tricky. So the Gemara says ayin aleph. I'm an aleph now. Afal pi shehichzik Yisrael acher b'nechasav oser. Even though a Yisrael grabbed onto the property of the nechse ger, it's oser. So the Gemara is going to ask the question. What do you mean afal pi? It means if he didn't grab on, it actually is fine. If it's ownerless, if it's Hefker, no one owns the property, that's fine. So it's not even though he grabbed on, it's only if he grabbed on. If another Yid grabbed onto the property, now another Yid owns it. Now that Yid has to participate in the heir if he didn't. So it's not Abba B, it's only. So the Gemara is going to comment on that line. Then the Gemara says, the Brisa continues, Mishech HaShecha, if the Ger dies only after Shabbos started, after dark, Afa Pishel Hichzik Yisrael, even though a yid was not machzikin, afa pishalu hichzik yisrael acher, ain't oser. It's not oser. So Gemara is going to comment here also. We mean afa pi, even though he wasn't hichzik. It was only because no other yid was machzikin, is it that it's allowed? It's not aser because the ger was in the property. He was in the chutzir from the beginning. Shabbos started. He participated in the erev. Then he died on Shabbos. So since Shabbos started with the ger being alive, everything's fine. It's not even though the Yisrael was not machzik. It's even if he was machzik in it, he's going to still be mutter. So that's the tricky part of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to comment on that. We have to get through a little bit of the text here. We're going to get to the end, and then things will be smooth. So Gemara says hagufa kasha. This itself is a contradiction because Amris we said mi bod yom that if the ger dies erev Shabbos mi bod yom afa pi shehichzik, even though a Yisrael was machzik on the property erev Shabbos, v'lo mi bayit, not needed kilo hichzik, when he's not machzik it, then it is a problem. Adraba kilo hichzik, when another yid is not machzik it, lo aser, it's not aser. I mean, the Gemara, the Brisa seems to imply that whether another yid is machzik the property or whether he is or isn't machzik the property, that property will be aser. And that's not true. Only if another yid is machzik the property erev Shabbos, that now that Yisrael is asering the bnei chatzer, unless he contributes to the erev. And if a yid is not machzik, then everything's fine. So it's not both cases. It's going to aser. So the Rapapa tweaks the statement. Amar Rapapa Ema, we should say in the brisa, afa pishlo hichzik, even though the Yisrael is not machzik it, that's what it should read. So Gemara says, but it doesn't say that. V'ha afapi shehichzik. It doesn't say afapi shelo hichzik. It says afapi shehichzik. Ketani. So Gemara says, and this is where at least the first part of the Brisa will be clear. Hachi kamar. Afapi shelo hichzik mibod yom el mishech hashecha. Even though the Yisrael Acher was not machzik the nichse ger until Shabbos started, came in the havelei lahachzik mibod yom, since the Yisrael should have and could have been machzik on the property erev Shabbos because the ger died erev Shabbos, since he had the wherewithal to machzik it mibod yom oser, that's enough for it to aser. So in other words, just to be clear what's going on, the ger is part of the property. The ger dies before Shabbos. So another yid could be machzik the property. So if he's machzik the property erev Shabbos, so that he certainly asers the rest of the chatzar unless he contributes to the erev. And even if he doesn't machzik, even if he's not machzik the property until Shabbos had begun, still since he should have and could have erev Shabbos, that theoretical possibility is enough for him to have some ownership before Shabbos that other Yisrael, and it would also aser the rest of the Bnei Chatzar. That's all when the ger dies before Shabbos. Now the Seifa, when the ger dies on Shabbos, the Gemara says, Mishech HaShecha, if the ger dies after dark, Afal Pishol Hichzik Yisrael Acher, even though another Yisrael didn't hold on to the property, ain't oser. It doesn't aser. So Gemara says, Afal Pishol Hichzik Yisrael Acher, even though he didn't, even if he did, even if another year it was machzik the property on Shabbos, it's still going to be fine, because when Shabbos started, the ger was alive. But lo mi bayit, it's not needed that way. Kihichzik adraba, kihichzik aser. When the yid were to hold on to the property, were to grab on, it might be aser. So Gemara again tweaks this again, and then everything will flow, hopefully. Amar Papa, Papa says, Ema, afa pisha hichzik. Even though the yid was machzik the property on Shabbos, it's still fine. You can't change the word to the Braisa, Kadani. And the Gemara finally says, a Hachi Kamar. Even though the Yisrael was machzik from dark, came into Lahavale Lahachzik Mibod Yom, since he could not have been machzik the property Erev Shabbos, because the Ger was alive Erev Shabbos, so then Einu Oser, his ownership, his new ownership on Shabbos does not Aser. So that's the Braisa, that's how we figure out the Braisa, make it clear. Okay, either way, what do you want from this Braisa? Katani Miha Reisha. We're going back to the Reisha. That's really why we brought the Braisa. Oser, the din was that the if the ger dies, we say that it's Aser. The Yisrael, when he takes hold of the property of the ger, the Nichsa ger, it Asers the rest of the Bnei Chatzer. Amai Oser, Nibata, why don't we say that the Yisrael, now the new owner, should just be Mevata Rishus, and then everyone would be able, Mevata Rishus on Shabbos, and everyone should be able to carry the property. So we see that Bita Rishus does not work. When someone dies, whether it's a Yorish, whether it's even, someone who's machzik in the Nechzeh Ger, you cannot be Mevata Rishus, only the original owner who was alive, but not anyone who's Yorish the property. And why it says, not true. My Oser, what does it mean when another Yisrael's machzik and nichzeh ger, that's Oser? It's Oser, nami tekatani ad shivatel. It's Oser until the Yorish, until the new machzik of the property, is mevatel. But ain't echanami, bitta works. But the Brash is saying it's Oser until you actually implore bittel rishus in this case. So Gemara says now that Rabbi Yochanan Amar, masnisa mani beishamahi. Really, bittel rishus does work. But this Braisa, which seems to indicate on the surface that Bittel Rishus on Shabbos after the death of the owner, when we say Bittel doesn't work, that's a unique position of Beishamahi. Damri ain Bittel Rishus b'Shabbos. He holds, Beishamahi holds that Bittel Rishus does not work on Shabbos. As we see in the Mishnah to Tanan, Me'emas Ainosim Rishus, when can one relinquish his ownership? Beishamahi Omim Mibod Yom. Only on Erev Shabbos may one relinquish ownership, but not on Shabbos itself, while Beis Hillel Omrim Mishatech Shech, even after dark, may one be Mevat Rishus. So this is a very important machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether Bittel Rishus can work even on Shabbos. So what's the reason? Why does Beis Hillel allow you to apply Bittel Rishus on Shabbos? So Amr Ula says, my time at the Beis Hillel, Nasik Omer Kelach Eitzel Yafos. It's like when one says, go to the greater fruit. What is this referring to? So it's referring to a Gemara Bamitzia comes up in the Dharma as well. Now let's say someone who was mafresh my chuma without me knowing exactly. So a guy went to my property, he became some type of shliach, and he was mafresh chuma. So if you just look at Rashi, we read through this Rashi will explain everything. Rashi says, Kelach Eitzel Yafos. Gavei Tormish Shel Chaveiro Shel Midas. If I go into your property, and I'm mafresh chuma without actually asking your permission. Tanya, the Gemara Bamatia teaches us. Ba bal habayisu matzo shu torim. The guy comes in, the owner comes in, and sees that I'm separating fruit for him. So he says to me, amatzo shu torim, vamer lo, kalach eitzel yafos. Why are you giving the Kohen these mediocre type of fruit? Why don't you give them the best, the richest fruit here? Im yesh lo yafos, man, if there are actually better, higher quality fruit, then chumasa chuma, then that chuma is actually a good chuma. How that works, what exactly he meant, did he really mean it, was he being facetious, was he embarrassed, whatever he says if there are better fruit that were there, so then the chuma is good. Because the Gemara understands what I recall, is that he really doesn't want to give you the best fruit. Don't give my best fruit to the Kohen, come on. So he says, don't give it, so if he says there are better fruit, then the farmer is actually happy, you didn't take my best fruit, you gave decent fruit to the Kohen. But if he's actually taking from the best fruit, it's actually undermining the whole chuma because that's not a shliach. The Ba'abayis doesn't want to give me the best fruit. Either way, he says, kalach eitzel yafos, and if there are actually better fruit that you didn't take chuma, the chuma that you're mafresh is good. Why? So Rashi comments, the galia daite denichale, we see from here that the farmer was okay with his shliach during the hafresh chuma. Vamrinan, we say, it's kiman deshavi shliach meikar dami, it's as if he appointed him a shliach from the beginning. So that's by the case of chuma. So Hachanami here as well. Kaven the Batal Hashta, since the Bittur Rishus is taking place now according to Beis Hillel on Shabbos, Galidaite de Meikara Bishayusa Nichalei. We see from the beginning the owner who's relinquishing rights on Shabbos is really Megal Milsa, that from the beginning, even before Shabbos, that was his initial Das, even though Lemaisa is taking place on Shabbos, but there's a Gilei Das that this really was meant to have happened before Shabbos. El Shashachaf al Erev, he forgot to make an Erev, Lehavalei Lakhnu Rishutza B'Shabbos, so therefore he's Mevata Rishus. So that's a certain Gilei Das. So just like that works by Chuma, that type of Gilei Das retroactively would work by Bittel Rishus. So nothing really is happening on Shabbos itself. It's based on a Gilei Das that happened from before Shabbos. That's why it's allowed. So So Gemara says this all makes sense to a certain extent, but Amar Abai says man meis Amar Abai meis nachri b'Shabbos mai klach etzel yafos ika. But what happens if a nachri dies on Shabbos? When nachri dies on Shabbos, you don't have that anticipation. Meaning by Yisrael, if Yisrael wasn't mevatim ashus, if I wasn't mevatim ashus before Shabbos, I didn't partake in the Erev, but I could have, I just forgot, so now I could rely on bitur shus on Shabbos itself. But I could have, in theory, I had the ability to make an Erev before Shabbos. So that ability, Erev Shabbos, to make an Erev, gives me the ability to bitur shus on Shabbos. But when a Nachri dies, when you're mevatel the shus of a Nachri, you cannot have been mevatel the shus before Shabbos. The Nachri is alive, you need to do Schiris Goy first, and then apply bitur shus. But so that wasn't really an option, Erev Shabbos. So the Goy dies on Shabbos itself. How are you going to explain why bitur shus works on the Nichsei of a Goy who's dead on Shabbos? There's no, again, that you cannot have anticipated this from Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not based on the Svar of Klach Etel Yafos. It's not based on the idea of Gilei Das. The machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, where the bitur shus works on Shabbos, is a very different point. It's a very fundamental machlokas. And the Gemara says as follows. Elahacha b'hacha mislagi. They're arguing about the following din. The Beis Shammai savrei bitul reshus miknei reshusu. When it comes to mivata reshus, the way we view this is you're being makna over property. It's an acquisition, which mecha chomemkar is aser on Shabbos. So miknei reshusu b'Shabbos aser. You cannot make acquisitions. You can't give gifts. Even letzarach mitzvah, you can't give gifts on Shabbos unless it's a shas etachak. So bitul reshus is considered being makna my property over to somebody else. Well, Beis Hillel Savri is taluke reshusa ba'almahu. You're relinquishing rights. Not that you're being makne, but you're relinquishing rights. V'staluke reshusa b'Shabbos Shabbat Dami. You're allowed to relinquish rights on Shabbos. So this is a big machlokis from Rishonim when it comes to hefker. If I'm mafker something in general, forgetting Shabbos, I'm mafker something on Shabbos on a weekday, on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is that called being makne over? Now, no one owns it. But is it me making the first step of being makne to whomever is going to pick it up? Or just misalik, I'm relinquishing rights, it's ownerless now. So how do you view hefker? That's a big machlokas in Rishonim, and the poskim talk about this. So there'll be an afkamina. Can you be mafker something on Shabbos? So if you view hefker as being some form of a kinyan, then you can't do it on Shabbos. You can't do kinyanim on Shabbos. But if you view a hefker as a siluk, then one would be allowed to. So there's a big machlokas between the Tosos and Pesachim, and there's Meiri, and there's Ramban about hefker on Shabbos. But there's a very interesting Ritva on this point. Ritva says, according to this, siluk's allowed. If a person has an outstanding debt, someone owes me money, I could be mochel the chov on Shabbos. I can't pay a chov because I'm giving money over, but I can be mochel. I could say, you know what, I'm forgoing the loan, you're off, you're clean slate, no issue, because mechilas chov is simply a siluk. It's just relinquishing the rights to collect. So you can be mochel a chov on Shabbos according to the Ritva. But the Ritva says, maybe not true. Maybe siluk only works, like here in the case, when there's a tzarech mitzvah. What's a tzarech mitzvah? The B'nai Chatzah want to carry in the courtyard. I forgot to be part of the Erev. So I'm misalik myself from the property, so everybody else could carry it, have an onik Shabbos. There's a tzarech mitzvah there. Maybe siluk only works when it's a mitzvah. But mechilas chov, Ritva says, what's the mitzvah? So maybe there's no mitzvah by mechilas chov. So it's not so true. There might be a mitzvah by a chov as well. There's a machlokas in the Gemara whether or not priyas bal chov is a mitzvah, which means when I pay my debt, am I fulfilling a mitzvah? I'm paying a debt? Or is that simply a monetary obligation? So there's 2 days in the Gemara. We assume that priyas bal chov, when you pay back a loan, there's a mitzvah. When you pay back the $100 you lent, there's actually a key mitzvah in doing so. A nafkamina would a child have to pay back a chov when he's a katan? If it's a monetary obligation, yeah, a katan has monetary obligations. But if it's a mitzvah, katanim are patur for mitzvahs. So there are a number of nafkaminas. Do you need to have kavana of yotzei the mitzvah when giving the money back or not? So we see if you assume that priyas bal chov is a mitzvah. But would you say, if the bank is mochel my chov, is that considered a mitzvah for me? I owe $100. If I pay $100, I get a mitzvah. But let's say the bank says, you know what, we're going to wipe you clean. You don't have to pay anything. Is that considered a mitzvah for me, even though I don't have to pay anything, but now I have no obligation anymore? So maybe you could say that a mechilas chov would be a mitzvah, and maybe the Ritva would be allowed, would allow one to be masalik from a chov in order to allow the guy to fulfill the mitzvah of a wiping clean his debt. Okay, fine. The Gemara and the new Mishnah tells us here on the halfway down, Amud Aleph here, and Baal HaBayis, Shehaya Shutaf L'Shchenav L'Zebayayin L'Zebayayin. You have a Baal HaBayis, and he's a partner with his neighbors, one set of neighbors with wine, and another set of neighbors with wine. And it wasn't that they didn't set this up as a Erev in the beginning. They just have a partnership. And they say, no, let's use this partnership of wine we have, let's make an Erev with it. Ein Tzichen La'arev, you don't have to make another Erev, because the ownership that we share together in the wine is already good enough. So then the Gemisha says, Lezeba yayim, lezeba shemen. But let's say I have, you know, oil with some neighbors, and I've we share wine with another set of neighbors. Then shicha la'ariv. Since wine and oil don't mix together, so then for me to make an erev with my neighbors in the courtyard, we have to now establish a new erev. That partnership alone, independent partnerships, won't jive together. So it comes along Rabbi Shimon Omer, even though I have some set of neighbors we share wine together, another set of neighbors we share oil together, that's enough for us to be viewed as one entity in this chatzar, and there is no need to establish yet another Erev. So Gemara now says, it's only true if the both sets of wines are in the same kli. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Amarav ubekli echad. That means when I'm a partner with these neighbors with wine and those neighbors with wine, it's when all the wine is in the same barrel. If, however, each partnership of the wines are in separate barrels, that's not considered a good Erev. So Rashi just comments further. We learned that Erev Hanosim B'Shnei Kelim Kasher. That if you place an Erev in two separate utensils, it actually does work. How can we say here it doesn't work? So Rashi explains the difference is Hasam over there, who did make kara l'shem erev gavu. Initially, there they were collecting wine to make an erev. That was the point of collecting wine to make an erev. Umaluo lemana, they filled up the barrel to the top from all the neighbors. Vayasar, and there was a surplus, so they had to use a second barrel. But the intent was initially to create an erev. But hacha here, the lav l'shem shitav havo. When we have the partnerships with wine, it wasn't for the shame Erev. It was simply we have partnerships. We have a business in wine. We have a business in oil. Once we have that partnership, let's use that for an Erev now. But we didn't collect the shame Erev. We collected just because we're shutvis. So therefore, since initially we're shutvis, and now we want to use that shutvis to create an Erev, that only works when it's in Kliachad, but not when it's in Shnei Kalim. That's what Rashi explains. The Gemara now says, back inside the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava says, Dekanami, this is very precise to say, that's Bekliachad. Tikatani, because the Mishnah says lezeh b'yayim lezeh b'shemen tzrichin la'ariv. If you have a partnership with some neighbors with wine and another partnership with oil, you need to make an eriv to bring everyone together. Now, iyamis, if you say bishma reisha, that the reisha is a case b'kli echad, v'seifa is a case of b'shnei kelim shapir. The reason why the first case yayin and yayin worked, right now we're ignoring the fact that yayin and shemen are different. Right now the focus is that the first case works because yayin and yayin is a kli echad. And the second case, yayin and shemen don't work because of two kalim. You don't put yayin and shemen together. By definition, they're separate kalim. Nothing to do with how they drive together. It's simply they're in two different kalim. So reish is kli one, kli echad, which is why it works. And the seifa is a shnei kalim, that's why it does not work. So that's the raya that kli echad works, is necessary rather. Ella, but if you say, iyamez reisha b'shnei kalim, seifa b'shnei kalim, if you're going to say both the reisha, the two yayins, yayin b'zeh, is two separate kalim, and the seifa of the yayin and shemen is also shnei kalim, mali yayin and yayin, mali yayin and shemen. Who cares whether they're yayin and yayin, yayin and shemen? If there's two different kalim, what's the difference? Either they both should work or they both shouldn't work. So it must be that the reish is a kli echad, and that's the raya. So Amalei Abai says there's no raya from there. He says to Rava, yayin v'yayin roi la'ariv, yayin v'shemen ein roi la'ariv. It's possible that even the reish is a case of two kalim. But you know why it works? Because the yayin is in both barrels. And since you can mix together yayin and yayin, that's enough to create an erev. But who says you necessarily need a kli echad? So even though there's no raya from the Mishnah that's talking about kli echad, nonetheless we paskin that it does have to be the kli echad, but there just simply is no raya from the Mishnah because you could interpret it a different way. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, if you have a partnership with wine and with oil with someone else, you don't need to make a separate erev. So Gemara says, "Va'afilu lezeba yain, lezeba shemen." Even if one partnership with some neighbors with the wine and the other guys are partnered with the oil and wine don't go together. How come you don't need a separate erev? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba, hacha b'mayaskin." What's the case here? B'chatzah shebein shnei mevos. We're talking about a chatzah that's between two different mevos, two different alleyways. Rabbi Shimon Latame, this is Rabbi Shimon Lashitasa. What does that mean? So it means is that let's say you have. If you look at Rashi, Rashi will make this clear. Rashi says shebein shnei mevos. V'lo b'shitav d'mavi echad kamar. We're not referring to when there's one shitav for all the different neighbors. We're talking about there's a chatzah and there's a mavi A and there's a mavi B. So the chatzar, what happens is the chatzar has a mavoi A, mavoi B. So that chatzar is making a shituf with mavoi A using wine, let's say, and a separate shituf with the mavoi B on the other side using yain. So two separate ones using yain and shemen. So now the Gemara says, Rashi says further, Rabbi Shimon Latame, Damar Chatzer Achas, Yechol La'ariv Beis Eruvim in Beis Mivos. One Chatzer can make two separate Eruvim with different sides, with different alleyways, and using different foods, different drinks. V'yafa pi shelo shitfu Beis Mivos Yachad, even though Mavoy A and Mavoy B really are not making a shituf with each other, so Hachanami here as well. Even though this neighbor is having separate shituf from the different neighbors of his, and the two mavos can't work with each other, he, that middle chatzer, can work with both parties. In other words, if I am the b'nei chatzer, so I have a partnership with the people on the left side of me with oil, and people on the right side with wine, so even though they can't work with each other, I can work with them as an independent circle, and I can work with them as an independent circle, that would actually work. And the Gemara brings a raya. We saw this mishnah already quoted in the Masechta. The Tanan, Rabbi Shimon Latame, the Tanan, Amr Rabbi Shimon, Lama Davar Doma. What is it similar to? L'shalosh chatzeros hapsuchos zulazu. You have three chatzeros that are open one to the next. Upsuchos rishis rabim, and ultimately it leads to a rishis rabim at the end. Irvu shtaim hachitzonos. Let's say the two outer ones. You have one, two, and three chatzeros. So one and two make an erev, and two and three make a separate erev. So the din is that emtsai is the middle one, number two, mutaris iman, can work with either one or with three. Vein mutaris iman, and each one is able to work with number two. However, shtai machitonos, the two outer ones, numbers one and numbers three, don't have any area with each other. They're asuros zumzu. So here's, well, we're talking a situation where the shemen and yayin, we're not putting them together all as one as mavoy A with mavoy B. We're talking about chatzer, that one chatzer could work with mavoy A using shemen and have another shituv with mavoy B using yayin. That's what comes out from all this. So Gemara says, Amr le'abai, Abai says, midami. Can you compare these cases of the three chatzeros to our mission here of yayin and shemen? Hasam over there, katani shayma chitzonos asuros zumzu. Here, well, over there rather, by the fi chatzeros, we said the outer ones, numbers one and number three, cannot work with each other. It's asur. They have no erev. But here, hacha katani ein tzichan arif klav. Our mishnah says when you have yayin lezeh and shem lezeh, you don't even need an erev, which implies that mavi A and mavi B can actually work with each other. There's no need. But by the chatzeros, we said number one and number three cannot carry with each other. So they're very different cases. So the Gemara says, "Hachik katani, ein tzrichin lariv klal, my ein tzrichin lariv klal lariv shcheinim v'hadei baal bayis." The two neighbors of the case of Yain and Shemin, the if I have a erev with A, neighbors A with Shemin, I don't have to make a new erev, and same thing with B. Aval shcheinim v'hadei, the two my two outer neighbors, the neighbors one and numbers three on my sides, those two v'hadadadei tzrichin lariv, they would have to make an erev. So when the mission says you don't need to make an erev, that's when I'm the chatzer in the middle. I'm good with the guys on my left. I'm good with the guys on the right. That's when you don't need an erev. But to have everyone work together, ein hachanami, you would require an erev around everything, just like Rabbi Shimon says in that mishnah by the three chatzeros. Now going on to Amud Beis, the Gemara says no. Rav Yosef Amar, he says, really the truth is that Amr Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan b'pluksa the Rabbi Yochanan menuri Rabbanan kamifliki. This machlok is about yayin and shemen, whether they do work as an erev or they don't work as an erev, goes back to a machlok which we've seen in several places together in Masechta Shabbos and elsewhere, the Tznan machlok is between Rabbi Yochanan menuri and Rabbanan, which is what? The Mishnah tells us in Masecha Shabbos, the Tznan, it's actually a Mishnah in Tzivil Yom, but Gemara Shabbos quotes it a couple of times, the Tznan shemen shetzaf al gabe yayin. You have oil. We know oil floats on top of wine, as it does on top of water. So oil is floating on top of wine. V'naga tivul yom, a person who's tivul yom, which means he's tameh. He went to the mikvah, but he's waiting for Har Shemesh, waiting for sunset to finish his tire process, but he's still somewhat tameh. So the naga tivul yom, and tivul yom touches b'shem, he touches the oil, but he doesn't touch the wine. The wine is beneath the oil. So the din is, according to the Tanakhama, l'pasul el shemen be'vav. He only touches the oil. The oil and wine are completely independent, even though they're on top of each other, they're not mixed with each other. So his touching of the oil only affects, it's only metami the oil, it's not metami the wine. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, shneim chiburim zelazeh, we view them both as being connected, and if he touches the shemen, it's metami the shemen, and he's also metami the yayin. So what comes out here is, whether or not we view yayin and shemen as fusing as one, were independent liquids. So Rabbanan of our Mishnah, who say that yayin and shemen cannot be used as an erev, they hold by the din here in the Mishnah that the shemen and oil, shemen and yayin rather, are separate. It's only metami the shemen, not the oil. Shemen, not the wine, rather. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who says, no, you could combine yayin and shemen as an erev, because they hold like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, that so too, tivul yom, who touches shemen, also contaminates the yayin as well. So Gemara now says, Tani, the Brisa, says, Rabbi Elazar ben Tardai, Omer, Echad zeh, Whether your partner is using wine or whether your partner is using wine and oil, he felt that both cases actually need a need an Erev. So the partner, okay, we're talking about a case where we already have a partnership, a pre-existing partnership, whether you could use a partnership to use as an Erev. So up until now we said you can. But now another Tana says, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai says you cannot. A previous partnership will not be effective for a Erev. You have to set up a new Erev and collect all the food for a Erev, but to use a pre-existing partnership won't work. So Gemara explains, Vafilu lezebayayin, even if we have a partnership with wine with my neighbors an A and neighbors B, we have separate partnerships of wine, I can't even combine those together. Rabba says as follows, Ba, if they come together, Ba bilagenu v'shafach, let's say, if you look at Rashi, each guy comes with his own bucket of wine, and pours it into a big barrel, a barrel of the chatzar, until they fill the barrel to the top. Even if they didn't do this initially for the shame of shituf or an eirva, it still works. You can rely on this. Each person contributed wine. So we have five guys living in the chatzar. And whatever reason, we said, let's put our barrels together. We have the wines soak with each other, give flavor. So each guy puts a bucket of wine. We have a big barrel of wine that we all own as a partnership, as a business move. That, everyone agrees, certainly can be relied on for a shitif or for an erev. Aval, just continue within Rashi, and we'll go back to the Gemara. The Rashi is interpreting the continuation of the Gemara, but we'll read Rashi first. Let's say they purchase a barrel from a store as five partners. They didn't pour it together. They bought a barrel from the store and will just contribute $100 each to pay for the $500 barrel, let's say. So then, Savrele the Ben Tadai, he holds, Ain Brera, there's no Brera, Pavale Kimisha Nishatu Bimos, Shlo Huro Yain the Cholecha V'echem. When it comes to setting up an Erev, each person has to contribute food, not money. So since there's no Brera, we don't know who owns which part of the wine in the barrel because we bought it as a unit. So it doesn't work according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai. So again, let's read back inside the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, he's clarifying. Zeba bilagenu v'shavich, v'zeba bilagenu v'shavich. Each guy brings his bucket and pours it in as a business partnership. Everyone agrees that's a good error because we all each contributed food. We each contributed wine. He pligi, when they argue, is kigon shelaku chavish shayayim b'shutas. When they buy matzah, they contribute money to buy a barrel. That's when there's a machlokas. That Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai Omer, a sabar, he held ein brera. You can't retroactively figure out who owned which part of the wine. Or abundant sabar yesh brera. Even though we bought it as one unit, we can still say, okay, this part is going to be that guy's, that part is going to be that guy's. Even though we're not actually separating it, still it's enough to create the proper air if necessary, the proper shutvis. So that's a machlokas. I think that wouldn't work either. I believe it's even when they pay up front as well, because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, you have to know each person has to give food, not money. You have to give food. So since it was never distinct which wine or which food I'm giving, so then that won't work retroactively. Yeah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, that's the case. Yeah, I think so. We can look afterwards, but I believe that's the case according to him. So then the Gemara says that Rav Yosef Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai Rabbanan Besomchen al Shituf B'Mokum Erev. No, Rav Yosef says it's a different machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai and Rabbanan, which is what? When you're Somchen al Shituf B'Mokum Erev Kamithki, whether you can rely on a Shituf in the Mokum of an Erev. In other words, if you already have a Shituf Mavos, can that also be used as an Erev? Can we say that's really overriding? Once it's a Shituf, there's no need for an Erev. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, Besomchen is around six narrow lines down or five narrow lines down. Besomchen ashitav b'makom erev kamitzvki. Uben tadai mode de mavoi mutter. So well, let's say you have a sheet of mavos. So he agrees that the mavo you could carry the mavo because you have a sheet of mavos. You just don't have an erev. Uben chatzeres pligi. They argue by the chatzer. Rabban savre kamen de nishtatu b'mavoi. Once is a sheet of in the mavoi. Ein tzich al erev chatzeres zoom. So you don't have to also make an erev on the property. In other words, if we have an erev going around the entire wood here, I don't have to make an Erev also in my house. I already have an Erev. That's overriding. So in the similar way, if there's a Shituf in the Mavod, which are the bigger alleyways, that includes everything that's within. So you don't need to have also separate Eruvim while Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai felt that even though there's a shita mavos, you still have to have separate eruvim in each of the chaser. So that's the machlokas according to Rav Yosef. Let's read that inside one more time. The Rav Yosef Amar, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, Rabbanan besomchen al shituf b'makom eruv kamifkli. You cannot rely on the shituf when there's a need for an eruv, meaning you have to make a separate eruv. Once there's a shituf, you can rely on that also to use as the eruv as well. So again, the point, it makes sense, by the way, because as part of the mavoi, if you have a chatzer, like six chatzers going to a mavoi. So each chatzer gives food. So if we're giving food from our chatzer to the mavoi, that's also showing we have a partnership within our eruv as well. It should work in both directions. If we're able to connect to five other chatzeros here, we should also be able to connect, looking inwards, to our own chatzer. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai felt you still need a separate eruv, l'shem eruv in the chatzer, even though you can walk and carry in the mavoi. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yosef Mina Aminila. How do I know that this is the idea? How do I know that the basis for Rav Elazar ben Tadai, that he says it doesn't work, it's because he says you can't be somich on an Erev, on the sheet of Mokum Erev. How do I know? That's the Sara. So he says, but for the following reason. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Halacha Krabi Meir, Amar Rav Bruna Amar Rav Halacha Krabi Elazar ben Tadai. So we haven't seen Rabbi Meir yet. We're going to see Rabbi Meir in the bottom of the Amud here, but we have a psak like Rabbi Meir. We have a psak like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai. My time, why are we saying this? La mishum dechad taimahu, is it not because of the same reasoning? Meaning, Rabbi Meir, as we're going to see shortly, he holds that when you have a shituf, you still also need an eruv. And so the fact that they lump these halachas together must be, what's the reason why Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai says what he says above? When he says, ze echad ze yayin ve echad ze yayin shichem arev, because even though you have a sheet of a yayin, which is mevo, you still need a separate erev. It must be the fact that you say we pass like both these tanaim must be the same underlying reason, that again, b'mako m'shituf, you ain't somchin le'erev. So the Gemara says,
erev is
Eir is for a chatzer and a shittuf is for a mavoi. So they're two different things. So the Gemara says that my time again, la mishum dechad time, is not because they have the same underlying reason. So Amarle Bai says, who said? V'chad time, if it's really the same svara, why what Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai says and what Rabbi Meir says, Tarti Hilchas Alamli, why did they say passing like both of them? Just say we pass like Rabbi Meir and we understand the svara. Or say passing like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai and we know the svara. Why say passing like both of them if it's really the same underlying reasoning? So Gemara says, you know why we have to say we pass like both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai? It's because Hakamash Malam to love Dinan Kitre Chumre Be'eruvin. We don't pass like two chumras in Erevin. What do you mean two chumras in Erevin? Two chumras in Erevin, we're probably to read this Rashi for this. But look at the Rashi, the last two narrow lines of Rashi, or last three lines. Hakamash Malam to love Dinan Kitre Chumre Be'eruvin. Mid'itzrech Leila Rav Lememar Halacha Ki Ben Tadai. We learn from here, we don't pass like two chumras in Erevin. Who are the two chumras in Erevin? Rabbi Meir is the one who holds a tre chumrei amar. He says, number one, ein somchen b'chatzeros al shitav mavoi. Even though there's a shitav mavoi, you can't rely on that to work for the chatzer as well. The chiddush is here, whether or not you use bread, whether or not you use wine as a shitav mavoi, either way, you can't use it for the chatzer. Upligi Rabban Allah, Rabban argue, but pas, they say by pas you can. Meaning if you have a pas as a shita mavos, then pas can be used as a mavoi. But by yayin for shita doesn't work. So that's a chiluk. Again, Rav Meir says the two chumras are, you can't use wine, if you have wine used for shita mavos, it can't use for the chatzer. And if pas is used for shita, you also can't use for the chatzer. Rabban takes a middle approach. They say, I agree by yayin of a shita mavos cannot be used for a chatzer, but pas used for shita mavos actually can then be used also for the eruv chaseres. That's the two chumras of Rabbi Meir. So what we learn from here is that when we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, he's only talking about wine. That yain used for shita mavos, that doesn't work. But pas will work. If pas used for shita mavos, that will work for an eruv chaseres. That's the chiddush. We don't pass like Rabbi Meir both chumras. We only take one of his chumras. Yain doesn't work, but we accept it by pas. So that's what we come out from this. So now the Gemara wants to know, the next few lines, my Rabbi Meir, umay Rabban. We addressed above this Chiddush Rabbi Meir that he holds, ein somchin al ha'er b'shita b'makom erev. So where does Rabbi Meir say this din, that a shita mavos cannot be used for an erev? So the Gemara says, the Tani, the Raisa, teaches us that ma'arvin b'chatzeros b'pas, vim a person is allowed to use a pas to set up an erev chatzeros, vim ratzel arv b'yayin ein ma'arvin. If you want to use yayin for an erev chatzeros, it doesn't work. We've been talking about using yain for shita mevos. So what's the difference? So Rashi explains here, because when it comes to a erev chaseres, that the whole premise is to create one dira. People create a dira by pas. So we have a bread, is how we eat meals. Wine is not how we eat meals. So the real way to create a dira is with pas, and yain doesn't work according to this understanding. However, says Rabbi Meir further in the Brisa, Mishatim b'mavet, when it comes to making a shita mevos, a person's allowed to use wine because a shita mevos is not really establishing a dira, it's just establishing the ability to use the area, but not creating a dira in the mavot. So that's why wine is acceptable for shituf. V'mratza l'shatim b'pas, mishatim. If you want to be machmer and even use bread, so kavachomer bread should work for shita mevos. So again, for chatzer, only pas works, not yain. For mavoi, you can use anything you want. Pas certainly does work, but even yain will work for shita mevos. Then he continues to say, marvin b'chatzeros u'mishtatim b'mavoi. You have to have separate erev chatzeros and separate shita mevos. You can't rely on either one as for both them. Even though there's a shita mevos, you cannot ignore an erev chatzeros. You still need to make a separate erev chatzeros. Why? Shlo l'shakeach tars erev min hatikonos, tinokos, so that the children shouldn't say, oh, we grew up, our father never made an erev. There's always they know about the shita mevos. They never saw an erev in their property, so they shouldn't forget it. Shiyomu, they'll say, avoseinu lo erev, our fathers didn't make an erev, so we don't have to make an erev either way. Either way, that's Divi Rebbe Meir, who clearly says you have to have a separate shita mevos and a separate erev chatzeros. That's where we come out. We'll just finish Chachamim online, and we'll stop here. Chacham omim, o ma'arvin, o ma'shatvin. You can do either one. You don't either do a shitif or do an erev. You don't have to do both of them, and you can rely on one. So this machlokas between Chacham and Rebbe Meir is the same machlokas we're suggesting above, between Rebbe Elazar ben Tadai and the Chachamim. So we're going to continue tomorrow. The Gemara goes into the next daf of, you know what? Should we, no, let's stop here, and then we'll continue Mirat Hashem tomorrow. And we'll have a good Chodesh.